Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have five guests. That's an unusual number, and we're really happy that we're going to be talking to some of the Girl Scouts who are doing a special project. We're going to start with Bindi Page. And Bindi, you have an activity tomorrow that we need to have people come to.
I'm Bindi Page. My parents are Trina Page and Sean Page. We're doing a bake sale to help raise money for us to go to a trip. And
where is the sale, and what time is the sale?
The sale's at Hy-Vee, and it's from 9 to noon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9 to noon.
Now, I know I've sort of been told you're calling it a bake sale, but it's not really a sale as such.
Yeah. We're doing like a free will donation. We're selling, but we're free will donating them because who helped us put this together was the Elk Does. So what my mom said was that they, when we get there, they're going to like if someone wants to buy something, they'll just, we'll just give them a price and, yeah, but that's mostly.
Whatever they want to give. Yeah. Okay, that's good to know that the Does are helping you out with this. And I'm guessing there'll be all kinds of things there for people to look at and yummies to take home.
Yeah, there's like cookies and delicious stuff.
Yeah. Brownies, maybe?
Mostly every kind of food you can think of, mostly.
Okay, all those kinds of neat things to take home and enjoy, and also help out the Girl Scouts in doing this trip. Next, we want to talk to you, and who are you and your parents' name?
My name is Chrissy Seibert, and my mother is Chrissy Seibert. I do not know my father. I haven't seen him in at least 13 years.
Well, okay. It sounds like you're proud of your mom, though, so that's great. So, Chrissy, I want to talk about something that was really in the news for quite a long time, and it had to do with some signs and some talking to city council, and kind of give us that story.
Yes, we were making signs to make sure that people will be aware of where they smoke, because a lot of children can get secondhand smoke or just pick up a cigarette and actually put them in their mouths. It's very disgusting and highly dangerous for little children, such as, like, my little sister Ashley. The winning poster was my best friend and Allie Broca, right? Mm-hmm. And
where are these posters?
They're right by Sunnyside Park.
So that's a good place because you have people of all ages coming in there, and some people who are smoking, maybe younger or older, who shouldn't be smoking. And then, as you say, you don't want that the side effects there for any age.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think you made some really good points, Chrissy, about that. Okay, next we're going to talk to
Allison Bishop, and my parents are Melanie and Mike Bishop.
Okay, now it's your job. You know, this is to raise money, and the reason to raise the money is?
We are going to Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, for to see Juliet Gordon Lowe's house and her boyfriend's house, because she was the founder of Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you haven't been there, I think you're going to really enjoy it. I have to say, I was just there, and the houses are beautiful, and it's fun to get around. So can you tell me a little bit more about this person who founded this Girl Scouts? I mean, there she is from Savannah, Georgia. How did you find out about this? I mean, where did you find out that she was the founder? Who told you that?
The troop leader, yeah. Trina Page.
Yeah. So it's a good reason to go to Savannah, but you're going to have a great time there. What else are you going to do besides go to visit her house?
We're going to swim in the ocean and go to a ghost town.
Yeah, I've heard that there are more ghosts in Savannah than anywhere else in the United States. Are you scared?
Sort of.
Yeah, that's part of going to a ghost place to be kind of scared, but you'll have some interesting experiences for sure. Okay, next is
Allie Broca. My parents are Melissa and Jim Johnson.
Okay, now Allie, you're going to talk about badges, right?
Yeah.
And today when I'm visiting with you, you have lots of badges on. Tell me about how do you get a badge? What are some of the badges?
Well, there's different kinds of badges. I can get them from doing community service or helping out with little kids or just something that comes out of our book. And they usually have multiple steps that we have to complete to get them, but it's pretty fun.
Okay. Tell me, just as you look down at your badges here, now you mentioned a couple, but you have a lot of badges here. Tell me about some more of them.
Well, right here is my night owl badge, and we learned about a lot of like nocturnal creatures and stuff like that. And then I have my netiquette one, which is about social media, learning not to cyberbully. And then I have my Leo, which is leader in action, when I had to go and help out with the little kids this meeting, the brownies and the daisies.
Okay. So why do you keep working on these? It sounds like a lot of work to me.
It's really fun and rewarding to have something that I get to keep with me my whole life that reminds me of what I did when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty attractive, I must say. Very colorful, and you have them arranged very nicely. Now, you mentioned a book. Tell me more about the book.
My book has every activity, basically, that I can do in Girl Scouts to earn a badge, and it has more information on Girl Scouts and how I put my stuff on my sash.
Okay, so it's good to have a little leadership there, a little bit of idea. But then you kind of make them your own. I'm thinking you said you had to go through some steps, but I'm guessing you also have some leeway in how you do that.
Yeah, I can choose how I do my steps. Like, it might be you get to make a poster or do something like that, and I can make it however I want as long as it just follows the rules.
Okay, very good. Well, congratulations on all your badges. And I know most of you that I'm talking to have a lot of badges, because that's one of the things that you just keep doing to learn more in Girl Scouts. Next, we're going to talk to
Rio Johnson. My parents are Melissa and Jim Johnson.
Okay, now, Rio, we talked a little bit about the snow smoking in the park, but I think you do a lot of other kinds of things for your community. Let's talk about some of those.
Well, the Lions Club let us take down the bridge at Sunnyside Park at the Lions School because it was really worn out and we just wanted to make it better in the community. So we took that down and rebuilt it, and around the Lions we took out the bricks and got new ones and replaced them because they were like falling out. And yeah.
So you made it a lot safer and a lot better looking. Again, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it didn't. It took us, I think, a day.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, hopefully, you had a little help too.
Yeah, the grown-ups helped us.
Well, you know, lifting bricks and digging out, and I would think you'd need a little bit of help with that. But it's a great project that you started on. Why do you belong to Girl Scouts?
Well, I think it's really fun to do. And yeah, it's just really fun to do, and I like earning badges.
Okay. And did you know all of these other Girl Scouts when you joined, or are there some new friends here?
Yeah, I knew them all.
Okay. Maybe some of them even helped you decide to be a Girl Scout. Okay, I want to go back to Bindi for just a little bit. And Bindi, I know you have a little encouragement to be a Girl Scout. Your mom is the leader. But besides that, even if your mom weren't the leader, why do you think it's a good idea to be a Girl Scout?
Because it helps you learn stuff about your community and what to do and not to do and how to make it a better place and not like a terrible place. And it's really fun.
And I think I think it was Allie mentioned some leadership skills that you learned that you think some of these things are going to help you as you get older.
Yeah, leadership skills are really important to me because once I started, I was a follower, and now I started becoming a leader and telling the little ones, like the daisies and brownies, how to do this and not how to, and so, yeah.
And as good as we went around the table, I saw a lot of you kind of nodding when somebody else was talking. So it's a group that gets along well, and you better get along well. Why are you going on this trip to Savannah, Georgia?
Because I thought it would be interesting to go, and if I didn't go, I wouldn't learn more about Juliet before I learned about her. So I'll probably learn a lot more about her.
I'm sure you will. Now, remind us what's happening tomorrow that you want all the people to come.
We would like you guys to come down to Hy-Vee from 9 to noon. We're having a big sale to raise money for us so we can go to Savannah. And we would like to thank the Elk Does for setting this up, making this happen, and helping us raise money. So thank you.
You bet. Very, very good. Saying a thank you there is really important. And because, you know, we all need help doing things, just like Girl Scouts need help with various things. We all need help doing things. So I want to thank all of you for being on the radio with me, for being on Backyard Beyond. And until next time, here's the thought. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential, these are the keys to unlock the door to personal excellence.